This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The second India-Singapore ministerial roundtable is set to start in Singapore today. During the meeting, both sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral ties and various aspects of strategic partnership. Both nations will also identify new avenues to further elevate and broaden their partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Railways Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will attend the meeting. The ministers today called on the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, and the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. The leaders conveyed warm greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the President of Singapore. The central government has decided to create 5 new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang in the Union Territory of Ladakh. In a social media post today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to create 5 new districts in the Union Territory in pursuit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to build a developed and prosperous Ladakh. He said the new districts will take the benefits meant for the people to their doorsteps by bolstering governance in every nook and cranny. The Central Bureau of Investigation continued its searches in Kolkata for the second day today in connection with investigation into the alleged financial irregularities at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. The Central Probe Agency is also interrogating former principal of the college, Sandeep Ghosh, demonstrator at the Department of Forensic Medicine and Toxicology at the college, Dr. Debashis Som, and others in the case. Yesterday, the CBI carried out searches at 15 locations in connection with the probe. Meanwhile, healthcare services at state-run hospitals in West Bengal remained crippled as junior doctors continued their strike over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College. The West Bengal Junior Doctors Front are demanding proper investigation and exemplary punishment to the culprits in the case. In Bangladesh, at least 30 people were injured when clashes broke out between students and protesting Ansar personnel near the Central Secretariat in Dhaka on Sunday night. The clash started after 9 p.m. following reports that key figures from the anti-discrimination student movement, including Sarjis Alam and Hasnat Abdullah, are under siege at the secretariat. As the news spread, students from several halls of Dhaka University gathered and marched towards the secretariat area, demanding the release of the coordinators. Earlier, on Sunday afternoon, a paramilitary auxiliary force, Bangladesh Ansar personnel, had blockaded the secretariat complex, preventing an entry of exit for indefinite time, demanding the nationalization of their jobs. Russia unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage throughout Ukraine this morning that appeared to target energy infrastructure. The massive missile and drone attack targeted multiple Ukrainian cities, including Kyiv, causing power outages and explosions. Media reports said at least 3 people were killed in explosion. Mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, first said several districts in the capital were without power. Sri Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with much fervor in the whole country today. Temples and houses in the entire Braj region of Uttar Pradesh have been decorated with colorful tableau. As per the tradition, Sri Krishna's birth will be celebrated at 12 midnight in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Since yesterday, lakhs of devotees from across the world were visiting famous Sri Krishna Janmabhumi, Dwarkadhish, Thakur Banke Bihari, Prem and Ishkon temples in Uttar Pradesh. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that the new trinity of GeM, UPI and ULI represents a revolutionary step forward in India's digital payments. He explained that the Unified Lending Interface tech platform promoted by RBI will make frictionless credit possible in India. He was speaking during the inaugural address at Global Conference on Digital Public Infrastructure and Emerging Technologies in Bengaluru as part of RBI at 90 initiative. He noted that the current ecosystem of digital payments offer quick and safe transfer of funds. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.